Screw Business as Usual, written by Richard Branson and read by Adrian Mulroney. The way we live and the way we do business is changing like never before. Our growing interconnectedness, in part fueled by the growth of social media, is transforming the way the world works. As power shifts from the hands of central authorities to the hands of people, movements are becoming more powerful and moving more rapidly than ever before. The Arab Awakening is a great example of this, as is the ongoing Occupy movement. Both have had successes, and both have had struggles with determining what's next and what type of leadership can successfully support these fundamental transitions. On a recent trip to Cairo, I was so excited to see the hope and determination of our next generation of leaders. Now we need to figure out how we help them and other young people around the world to deliver a positive future. The Occupy movement stirred this next generation to use their voices to drive change and build awareness about growing inequality. As for those of us that are part of the 1%, the business leaders all over the world, we need to respond to this call and work together to ensure we build a far more equitable world. It's been very inspiring to see the growing voice of leaders all over the world standing up and never accepting the unacceptable. For example, President Fernando Cardoso, the former president of Brazil, has led the Global Drugs Commission to help end the failed war on drugs. This influential group of leaders, which I feel privileged to be part of, have enlisted Avaaz and other social media organizations to create a truly global movement for change. After 40 years and $1 trillion spent, the war on drugs has been a massive failure and left millions of people behind bars or dead. Current drug policies affect minorities disproportionately. People of color are no more likely to use or sell illegal drugs than white people. Yet from 1980 to 2007, blacks have been arrested for drug law violations at rates up to 5.5 times higher than whites. And rather than supporting vulnerable people by treating drugs as a public health issue, we're marginalizing them by treating them as criminals. How brilliant it has been to watch momentum building behind ending this pointless war. Leaders in South America are starting to demand change, and countries such as the US are beginning to shift policy with the recent legalization of marijuana in Colorado and Washington State.